Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Steve, and what I'm bringing to Around the Room today is very visual, but I'm going to pass these off to Kelly. Maybe you can host them or something. I don't know. I got a text from a college friend of mine, my good friend Howie, yesterday. We were just texting about something, and he said, oh, by the way, came across some pictures. And I was like, oh, boy, here we go. So I've known Howie since the fall of 1999.
Okay. When he was in the Backstreet Boys.
Yes. Yeah. So that we met in fall of 99. He was one of the first people that I met when I went to Monmouth University in New Jersey, and has remained a good friend of mine to this day. And so he's like, hey, found some pictures from the Monmouth days. And
ooh.
I was like, oh, boy. So he sent me this picture of me.
Is this before you got your MS-13 tattoos removed from your knuckles?
Yeah. So this is...
Oh, wow.
This is me in the dorms freshman year. The dorms, apparently the hallway is very narrow.
Yeah.
So I was able to jump up, put one foot on each wall, and then I'm obviously doing my best muscle flex for the camera.
Are you sure that you're hovering, or is there helium in your incredibly oversized clothing?
Yeah,
I know.
Your clothes are very big.
I said to him, I was like
a hot air balloon in a boy inside.
I can't believe how big my clothes are. And he's like, shockingly, I never noticed how big your shirt was. And I was like, I'm focused on all of the real estate in my pants.
Right?
Because there is so much material there.
Steve wanted everybody to leave room for everybody to get up the sleeves and the legs.
Yeah, no wonder you went up through the sleeves. It was an easy era for that.
Yeah.
But everybody was dressed like that then. That's why he didn't notice it, because he probably looked exactly the same.
I mean, I love the way Monmouth decorated the walls of their dorms.
Yes.
Yeah.
With white paint and flyers printed out from the school.
One yellow piece of paper on the wall.
It probably says, don't put things on these walls.
Yeah. And then he sent me this other picture where he said, do you remember this day? And I said, I know exactly what was going on in this picture.
Oh, my God. Hello,
what
Washington.
What the hell is up with your hair?
What's going on with you?
We had
you guys think Washington was wearing cargo shorts?
I'm looking from the chin up.
Yeah.
No, I'm going from the chin up here.
Yeah, I haven't gotten lower than the nose yet, honestly. Like,
so we had gone to, we had just moved into our dorm junior year, and we decided, even though it's a dorm room, which is, I don't know, what are they, probably 12 feet by 14 feet max, with two beds, two dressers, two desks, we were like, we have room for a couch in here. So we went to Salvation Army. We bought the world's ugliest couch. And while we were there, I was like, dang, that suit, it's only $5. And I bought that suit, and that was my first like professional suit that I would wear to job interviews.
Nothing wrong with that suit.
No.
$5.
It had to feel uncomfortable though, because it fits properly.
The hard part is getting it off the corpse. You look like a guy who would go on Shark Tank and say, I have invented beach balls. Like just a crazy person.
Yeah.
suit coat and shorts? What's going on?
Well, I mean, I need to show
you what you were doing.
I need to show you that I party, but I'm also like, I can be serious if you need me to be.
It's a mullet. Business on top, party on the bottom.
My favorite band is Wild Stallions.
Oh, Kelly, I'll send them to you, and feel free to do what you do so the internet can do what they do.
Those were great. Those are fantastic. I wish I had more photos from college.
He has
I have like one.
He has so many pictures because he's in recent years, he's gone into photography. So he's gone back and he's taken all of the old, you know, 4x6 or 5x7 glossy photos.
Yeah.
And he's been able to digitize them and everything. Yeah. So every now and then I'll just get a random picture from him and I'll be like, oh, God.
I think my big problem was I declared at some point, I'm not taking any photos of me, of myself or anyone else until either I don't have zits or there's cameras on my phone.
Mm.
And so that's how I waited.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just never the picture taker. And apparently nobody ever gave me pictures of me either.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.